This is Sunday morning, 9/22/19, and this is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is London Bridges Falling Down. London Bridges Falling Down. It's really London Bridge Falling Down. It's not bridges, but... The Lord is saying, I'm taking down the three city states. D.C., the military branch, London, the financial branch, the Vatican, the spiritual, so to speak, branch. You're watching it all unfold now with the election of Boris Johnson, the English version of the trumpet. With Brexit pushing through, you will soon see London bridges falling down. Speculation about My Fair Lady Bridge, that human sacrifices are buried in the foundation of the bridge. London branch of the Thames is where the bridge is, where the, you know, where that city, London City, like DC City, is there on the Thames, which is where London, My Fair Lady Bridge is. Human sacrifices buried in the bridge. That's one speculation, that it's human sacrifice. They buried them alive in the bridge. Just as I showed you the crumbling of D.C., now I'm going to read this dream. This was on February the 24th, 2019. I'm going to read it again. Shaking the nation to its foundation. Have been having a recurring dream, not sure how long, seems like weeks, but maybe just days. My location, D.C. I'm in this historic building and it's literally coming apart. It is being shaken. I can even see the dust emanating off of it. These buildings are coming down so that the Lord can expose the foundation. Tunnels run underground all over this nation where wicked men and women do abominations. It will be exposed. Don't know who said it from the Lord, possibly Mark Taylor, that the Washington Monument will fall and crumble. It is a symbol of an erected penis. This abomination runs. In fact, these are also in Vatican City and in London, these obelisks like this, three city states. This abomination runs so deep in the nation's capital. I will uncover, says Lord, all the things the ungodly do in secret. Yes, what they have done in secret will be shattered from the housetops. I believe this is what William Brennan saw when he saw the lady in purple, which is a Vatican, that describes the woman in purple, and he saw, I believe it was D.C., and it looked like it had been nuked. Don't be surprised when you see D.C. crumble spiritually and naturally. It's not even a part of the United States of America, which I read you the article about the District of Columbia, and also last week about the three city states. The true dedicated capital dedicated to me by your first president, George Washington, in New York City, Ground Zero. D.C. is a cesspool of corruption, and that swamp is being drained, and the USA will be free again under the original Constitution. Men and women who have served Baal will fail. I've had enough, and they will no longer prevail. Never forget this about my little ones. I'm rescuing and avenging my little ones. Epstein Island is just one. I have here the meme of President Trump. He's lifting up a building, and he's got a flashlight, and he's looking like this, and all the creatures are coming out of the swamp. Okay, he's lifting up the house, getting underneath. The executive order of your president, Donald J. Trump, January 21st, 2017, the seizure of all property and money of these who hurt my children. Every obelisk will crumble and fall. Every foundation not laid in me will be shaken. I'm purging the land just like the purging of Egypt. A new day, a fresh start, freedom like you have never known before. Stay strong. Don't be alarmed by what you see, for it is me making everything right, a nation with me at its foundation. Personal note, I'm rearranging my church also. Where there has been no room for you in the past, there will be room made for you and you will fit. I'm doing this in my church, shaking and upheaval in my church just like in the nation. Your gift will make room for you and you will stand before great men. A new church, a church and a nation working hand in hand to fulfill my plans. my kingdom come, my will be done in my church and in the U.S. of A. When I fit you in your place, you will be secure. It is your place, your room, your time. Just as I gave Moses a commission to set my people free, I've given you and those with you the same commission. Just as I walked with Moses, my servant, face to face, so will and do speak with you face to face. Face to face, no hidden meaning, just black and white, like 5-5, loud and clear. All right, or clear comms. Just as I laid the plan to Moses beforehand, and I will lay it out for you. Just as I took Moses by the hand and led him, so I will lead you. I am replacing the leaders of my nation, your nation. I'm replacing my church leaders with new leaders. I'm placing David's in place of Saul's. Old, out with the old, in with the new. You and those with you. No more cover-up. No more sweeping things under the rug. Out of sight, out of mind, they say. But I say, what has been done in secret shall be shouted from the housetops. Prepare yourself. Some things will be hard to hear, but it is necessary for my total purging and cleansing of my church and my nation. Just remember this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and there are more with you than are with them. Okay, with that, this rolls me right into the next word. This is called, and we'll just do it on one, it's fine. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, the New World Order Religion. Yes, the New World Order Religion. Now listen carefully to this one. The New World Order is in place and has been in place since Genesis chapter 3. Now listen to this. According to 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan became the god of this world. This New World Order can be clearly seen in the book of Daniel in verses 32 through 35. Let's look at that a minute, the book of Daniel. We're not waiting for the New World Order to arrive. All right, let me find Daniel. This is going to be chapter 2, verse 32. I wrote here in my Bible, history of the age revealed. As for this image, this is Nebuchadnezzar, or this is Daniel telling Nebuchadnezzar what he saw. As for this image, its head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. As you look, a stone was cut out without human hands that smote the image of its feet of iron and clay and broke them to pieces. And the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken and crushed under and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain or rock and filled the whole earth. Okay, you can see the history of the world and the earthly kingdoms. The kingdom of God brings all these evil regimes down. The kingdoms of this world will now become the kingdoms of our God, and he shall reign forever. Do not be discouraged about what you see or hear, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Also, there are more with you than are with them. That was at the end of this dream here. I didn't even know that. As I have said to you before, the church has been asleep because of the futurism doctrine that pushed everything to the end of days. Therefore, what has been going on for eons has not been dealt with. While the virgin slept, the New World Order religion has grown stronger and has taken control over most everything. The virgins are awake now and taking ground. In the New Testament, I set down guidelines for the church to follow. Abstain from eating meat sacrificed to idols, which is really sacrificing to demons. Tasting blood. Eat nothing that has been strangled. Talking about animals. Sexual impurity. The marriage bed is encouraged, and we are to be led by the Spirit. We just had the teaching about being led by the Spirit of God. Now, if you want references to these, that's Acts 15, 28 and 29, and Acts 21, 25. These are the only things that were brought over from the Old Testament for the church to follow. The New World Order religion, the Antichrist system, has its objective to overthrow all that is holy and good. Here are what their religion promotes. Remember, no matter how many different sects there are only two masters. You're serving God or Satan, plain and simple. You may be Skull and Bones, Illuminati, whatever else. All right, this is what they promote. One, child trafficking, human trafficking has been in operation since Genesis 3, and it has spread all over the world. Children and adults are used as sex slaves through pedophilia and prostitution, organ harvesting, drinking of their blood through satanic sacrifice and cannibalism. Sexual perversion is also promoted through homosexuality, fornication, adultery, incest, bestiality. This is their religion. This is the religion of the New World Order. Abstain from marriage and don't eat meat. This is 1 Timothy 4. Physical extremisms like diet, exercise, self-help programs, self-care, medical care, and all of that. It is clearly defined here that the kingdom of God is completely opposite of the New World Order. Satan has no original plan. He can't create anything. He just does what he has done from the beginning. Calls men to second guess me through deception. The swamp is being drained, and the devil and all that he has done and his intent can be plainly seen. Mankind will have to choose with which master they will serve. Satan is called the prince of the power of the air, and he has caused evil men to use technology for evil. False flag killer storms that kill, steal, and destroy. This is how they get funding for their religion. I told you in a previous word that technology is not evil, but that men are evil. Evil men with technology kill, steal, and destroy. Righteous men with technology bring good and life. A shift is coming. Good is triumphing over evil. Okay. Just a minute. I've got another word somewhere. What did I do with it? Hold on.